Shia of Chav Cheshvan. We're going to be covering today, Mitz Hashem, Seif Lamed Hei, Lamed Vav, Lamed Zayin, and possibly Lamed Ches as well. But Beik Lamed Zayin, which is a very, very crucial and famous Seif. Seif Lamed Hei. Muta le'isho le'kaleach me'acholov. A mother, a woman, is allowed to give cholov from her own milk. Kedesh yochez atinoik hadad v'yonik. Mishnah Berurah, Seif Katan Kuf Yud Beis, lekaleach me'acholov l'soich pi atinoik. To give a little bit, to increase the appetite of the baby. You can, if it's straight into the mouth of the baby, there's no problem. Says the Ramo, aval also lehatiz mechalvo. However, it is not permitted. One is not allowed to basically spray or sprinkle a bit of a mother's milk. Somebody basically went a little bit crazy. Apparently, it seems to help. To a bit of cholov aim. It apparently seems to help. Seems to help people who are going a bit funny. So it seems from the Ramah. I must admit, I've never tried it. There's no sakana with this person who is mentally not stable. There's no sakana with him, and therefore it would be also to do that. It's a refuah, and it's included in the gzera, and therefore it's also now. Says the Mishnah Berurah Seif Katan Kuf Yud Gimel, the less v'cholu v'tzari yaseir nami lekesham. This is also not increased tzar, as we've covered earlier, previously, that when there's an increased tzar, sometimes we took away the gzeir of shrikas ammonim. Here it doesn't apply. There's no great tzar, and therefore it's going to be also. Halav ha'chishori, the melach shen tzichol gufi. However, if it would be a very serious type of tzar, it would be mutter, because as we have mentioned earlier at several occasions, the combination of melach shen tzichol gufi plus tzar godel would be mutter. And this over here is melach shen tzichol gufi plus tzar godel would be mutter if there's a great tzar. Right, okay, see if Lamed Vav. Because we're talking about the gzir of the Ramah is actually between the lines there's over here refu. As the Ramah mentions that aval also lehat is mechav al mishenoshav beruach ro. I mean, there would be essentially a shail of refu over here. Yeah. In Mechaba, correct, yeah. In Mechaba, correct, yeah. Seif Lamed Vav. Ein lo yasin matztachi. Matztachi is a type of gum or something that you chew. And you're not allowed to chew it on Shabbos. Velo yishofin bo yishinayim. You're allowed to rub this matztachi, this special type of gum, on the teeth. Lerefur, for medical reasons. However, for bad breath, it is permitted. Seif Katan Kuf Yud Dalet. Perushoy, v'hu min sorof hayotze min ha'ilon, it's a type of resin that comes out from the trees. Sheish bo reach tov, it has a good smell, good odor, good. It smells very nicely. And that's what people would put in their mouth. Shofin boy, to rub it, but tesefta isa besam. Seif Katan Kuf Tezayin Mutter, the Yibnei Reach Loi Mikir Refuah. That if you'd want to, if you do it because of the smell of you of the bad breath, then it's permitted, because taking away a bad breath is not considered a refuah, which is actually Aloch Lamais as well. We have nowadays we don't use this matzlecha so much anymore, but there's something called a mouthwash. Obviously, brushing teeth is also on Shabbos, but use a mouthwash. Is that any problem of refuah or not? So the truth is that if it's just a plain mouthwash, it's perfectly in order. However, the Post Kim Dusi Remissim Karelitz Aso wants to say that there is some mouthwashes which include a type of a medical, I don't know if it's medical or not, it's mental, medical, dental type of, it enhances the teeth. And if it's positively enhancing the teeth, that could be a shine of a fuah, it seems. Now, having said that, if it's protecting the teeth, again, protection of the teeth, everything which is protecting is muta. So it has to be positively positively do something. So that would be it depends a little bit on mitzvahs, but other poskim are more mekel than that.
You just mentioned that it's asking to brush.
Brushing.
You mean the toothpaste, a dry toothbrush.
Right, if there's no, some people have a problem with melaben, but yeah, generally I think that, Now there's, let's move on to Seif Lamed Zayin, very famous and very important Seif, Seif Lamed Zayin. Kol oichlin v'mashkin shem meichel brim. Any food and drinks which are meichel brim, which are foods for healthy people, mutzel ochlon v'lishtois n'refuah. You are allowed to eat and drink them, even if you intend it for medical purposes. Aval pi shem koshem l'ktsas brim. Although they might be difficult for some people. And therefore, normally people don't really tend to have them for medical purpose. People tend to have them normally for medical reasons. Even those kinds of foods, it seems to be clear for the onlooker that you're taking it for refuah, because it is ktsas kosher and therefore you'd normally take it for medical reasons. Nevertheless, afilu hachi shorei, it's mutter. We're going to speak about that in Mitzvah Shem. I just want to finish the seif first. V'kol she'enu mashke, maichalu mashke brim, and everything which is not a food and a drink for healthy people, also la'ochlo v'lishtois l'refuah. It's also to eat and drink for refuah. And this is over here, these few words over here, is the gzer of shrikas ha'mamonim. Again, kol she'enu maichalu mashke brim, everything which is not a food for healthy people. Healthy people wouldn't normally eat or drink it, i.e. it's a medicine. Also, you're not allowed to drink it for refuah, because that is exera. That is exera of shrikas ha'moni. This is over here that the Mechabavi speaks it out clearly, the refuah of shrikas ha'moni. V'davke, now, another very, very crucial point. V'davke, and this is only talking about mishyesh le'mechesh be'alme. Somebody who has got a mechesh, v'umischazek v'holich kebori, but he's managing to function in a normal way. He's hoylech kebori, he's mischazek, he's strengthening himself, v'hoylech, and he walks about kebori, like a healthy person. Avolim, ein lo isho mechesh, however, if he has got no mechesh at all, he's feeling all right. Mutter, it is mutter. V'chein, im nofa lemishkov shori, and similarly also, says the Ramo, if he's bedridden, it's also mutter. Now, there's a lot to speak about in this seif. Why would you have thought so? If he's healthy as well, mutter, then you're allowed to take anything. The gzer of shrikas ha'monim does not apply to somebody who's healthy.
A healthy person could just start to drink some medicine.
Yes.
Really?
Yeah. Because there's no gzer, he's not likely to be toichen. Right. Because if he's not healthy, we are worried that if he doesn't get that medicine, he's going to start grinding for it. Grinding. The melach is because of, you know, chashash grinding. And a healthy person is not so desperate for the medicine anyway. You know, he's not going to have it. But we're going to speak about there's a very big disclaimer about this halacha, and we're going to speak about this in the Mogen Avraham. We're going to see it in a minute, Mr. Shem. Let's just do the Mishnah Berurah. Siv Kotten Kuf Yud Zayin. לקצס ברים, צריך לומר דבורים, וכלומר, אף על פי שהדבר הזה, מה זה קצס לשאר איבורים שבגוף? Although this particular item might damage other parts of the body, כגון התחול, שיופי לשיניים וקושי לבני עיים, like some medicines are good for the teeth, but they are not healthy for bnei ma'ayim, for the digestive system. וכי אגב, נעים כן מוח המלצה שעוסקן לרפוא לשיניים. So anybody who has it, he would normally have it because he's, you know, he's for medical purposes. Normally, you'd only have such a thing if you have a problem. Otherwise, you wouldn't have it. Nevertheless, it's still considered meichel brim, because some people, you know, for some people, it's still a food, so that's still considered meichel brim. Kuf yud ches. Now it's getting very, very interesting. Because of that, also lishto is, it is also to drink mashke mishal shlim, drinks which help the digestive system. Unless he's a cholikol gufoy, that if he's a cholikol gufoy, then he would be muta. I want to speak about that again a little bit later. Oishno falamishka, who is bedridden, afilu choli she'en b'sakona. We're going to mention that point again shortly, Mitzvah Shem. Kufu test. Avolim v'chulu. V'echad yesh l'shimechesh. Afilu hu oichal v'sheis el rav l'tzimon osu. Now, that's a very interesting point of view, which the Morgan Avon brings b'shem the Mishnah Berurah brings b'shem the Eli Rabbe. What about if a person has a mechesh? If a person does have a mechesh, is he allowed to drink and Michael Brim for medical purposes? Again, somebody who is perfectly healthy is allowed to have it. Anything. A person who is not healthy, he's a mechesh, he's not allowed to have something which is not a Michael Brim. Right? Now the Mishnah Berurah brings one Eli Rabbe. What about im yesh l'shu mechesh? He has a mechesh, and the gzeira does apply, but he's not eating it for medical purposes. He's eating it because he likes it. As we're talking about a normal food item. So is it allowed to have something which is a food item, but you're having it because you're hungry, but you are mechesh?
Presumably yes.
No, very interesting. Very interesting. He's not talking about the mechers. So the Mishnah Berurah said, "Avel eichad yesh l'shum mechesh afilu oichal l'mashkel l'ra'ov l'tzimon osu." If he has it for hunger, the Mishnah Berurah said that it is osu b'shem d'Eli Rabbe. Very interesting. That he's worse off. He's not allowed to have it. He's not allowed to have it when if just to for hunger. Now, since at the end of the day he's a chole and this is a refuah, yoyim rishel refuah oise. People will say that it's the onlooker will say that he's doing it as a refuah. V'ayim b'vira lochem. Siv kotn kufchov. Eino shum mechesh. Hainu she'oichel v'shoysel ravoinu v'letzimoinoi. Avalimu oisel refuah, dahainu kde lechazek mizgoi kosem Morgan Avraham dafilu b'vori gomros. Also, now this is a very, very important Morgan Avraham. Morgan Avraham says the following. He says that if a person has we just said somebody who is healthy is allowed, the gzeir of shrik someone doesn't apply to him. Now, the Morgan Avraham makes a very, very important disclaimer that if it is somebody who is generally healthy, but he's eating this particular item to strengthen himself, then it's actually going to be also. And this is the famous shaila of the vitamins. What about vitamins? Now, vitamins, normally, how do you approach vitamins? How do you look at vitamins? Is that Michael Brim? What is it exactly? What is it? Why are you taking vitamins?
It's definitely not food.
It's right. Right. So why are you taking vitamins? Why are you taking vitamins?
Preventative.
Is it preventative? Mm-hmm. Interesting.
In deficiency.
Right.
So it's
deficiency. Now, if it's deficiency, you're saying something slightly different than what you're saying. He's thinking of a deficiency in your body. Well, if that's the case, then really what you're doing is kedele chazek mizgo. You know, you have a deficiency of vitamin C, say for argument's sake. And what you're doing is you want to increase your level of vitamin C in your body. Then this is exactly what lechazek mizgoy means. You are strengthening your body because although you are bori, you're healthy. But what you're doing really is you want to make your body stronger and healthier. You want to strengthen your system. And this is exactly what the Morgan Avraham means. That this is also kedele lechazek mizgoy, says the Mishnah Berurah in the name of the Morgan Avraham, is also very interesting. Now I want to make this is my approach is based on the fact that vitamins actually are helping. I hear that recent research has indicated that the vitamins actually is not much point in taking them, but I'm not sure. I'm just assuming at the moment that there is something about vitamins, but that is kidei lechazek mizgoy, and that would be also.
But I can hear the other way as well.
What would be the other way? Right. Right.
Doesn't it depend on whether you're healthy at the time?
Right. Good point. So that's a good point. That's a very valid point, that. So lichayra, you could make a difference. If you're taking, are you taking vitamins because you're feeling a bit, you know, a bit under the weather? You're then starting to take, you want to take for a couple of weeks, for argument's sake, a bit of vitamins. Well, that would be definitely a problem. That would definitely be a problem. That would, according to all the days, that would be a problem. Because you're really taking it to chazak mizgo, to strengthen yourself. Now, if you're taking, the truth is that some poskim are much more mekel, and they want to say that it's actually, and it could be depends on the societies, that some people take, if people take throughout the whole year to take vitamins, that could be then it's mamash, some poskim want to say it's mamash meichel b'im. That it's like, together with your orange juice in the morning, you're going to have a vitamin tablet. And then could be it's meichel b'im. But I don't think that's generally, here in America, so people, vitamins are much more common than here. So if that's the case, then could be considered an Eichel Bim. But if not for that, it's definitely a bit of a shayla. And also the kula that we've discussed previously, the kula of taking every single day, wouldn't apply over here. Because it's not a build-up. It's just every day, on its own, you have, it's not a build-up. And it would lechoyre be a shayla. Vitamins is lechoyre a very serious shayla. Now, there's also, if you're talking about the lechazik mizgoi, so there's also, other items which are taken. Say, for argument, folic acid tablets. Folic acid tablets that women take is also a problem. It's also falls into the category of lechazik mizgoi. Because what she's trying to do, she's trying to build up her system, and the chayr that could be, I saw the person want to ask folic acid as well. It makes sense. It's kedel chazek mizgoi. You're strengthening your system, and that's the chor included in the Magen Avraham, which the Mishnah Berurah paskens like him.
And what strengthening the system, but replenishing the system.
Well,
that would be
right. That's also kedel chazek mizgoi. It's also the time.
Right. But if she takes these things before she needs them to build up the system, so that she's more protected later, then I thought that was different.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, I hear what you're saying. I very much hear what you're saying, but it's different ways of looking at the same thing. Really, I don't know if there's a.
If you're trying to build up, obviously you're trying to improve.
Well, you're trying to build up to get extra healthy, so that you can stand the stress. You have a lot of chocolate before
extra,
you go
extra
out
healthy
in the snow or something.
Because that's what we're talking about.
Building up,
maintaining
your
health,
that's
equally a problem.
Yes.
Yeah. That's all part. Yeah.
And what about slightly different? You're talking about something like antibiotics that you've already been taking for a few weeks.
We mentioned antibiotics. Generally, antibiotics is fine. Generally, antibiotics is fine because if you don't take it, there could be potentially a child of sakana again. Because generally, antibiotics is for infections, which generally have a sakana. But if there isn't a zakona, you have to know if it's takemuta. Right, true as well, yeah.
They try to finish the process. So
right,
the
right.
But we're talking about here eating normal normal food. So
right.
Wouldn't that be the same as if you eat a lot of oranges to get vitamin C? That's a normal food.
No. Well, if you're doing it kedel chazik mizgoi, if you're eating, yeah. If you kedel chazik mizgoi, says the Magen Avraham, then it's also. Says that if it's something which is a complete meichel b'im, like what you're mentioning, that's going to be mutter. But if something which you're taking something as a you're taking something which you wouldn't normally eat, right? These kinds of items you wouldn't normally eat, you wouldn't have a tablet just because.
First part of the Chabad says that normal food you can eat.
He doesn't mention tablets, he's talking about, normal
food you can eat. But what you can't eat is things which are not normal foods, which can sometimes
correct.
Yeah, that's what we're on right now, we're on the second half. Oranges in the first half, which is mutter.
This is a complete Meichel Brim, which is okay.
Second half started where?
That's where we're on right now.
Others want to worry about if somebody has, let's say, somebody's got a sore throat, or even a throat ache, and you want to take those sweets, which are specially designated for is that a problem or not? So the chayr could be a shayla. It could lichayr be a shayla.
What if they actually heal you? They soothe it to make you more comfortable.
They make you stronger.
No, I don't think they do. I don't think there's too much medical.
So what is it?
I think it makes it more comfortable. But whether it actually heals it in any significant way, I don't know.
Well, soothing could be a shayla as well. Why should it be? Why should soothing be mutter? What is the point that it should be mutter? It's not protection, and it's something which healing. The fact is that just by taking off the pain, that itself could be a problem. Could be a problem. Correct. Yes. Yeah. So it could be a shayla. It could be a serious shayla. I saw in one of those forums that they bring from Perskim that it's also. That it's also. Yeah. The Emma says there's a bit of a kasha that some achronim want to ask about this Mogen Avraham, about Lechazik Mizgoy. The shayla is that there is no real worry about being by starting to grind because of such that kind of. We know that if somebody is not well and he needs his medicine, so there's a chashash he's going to start to grind and do melechas toichen to get better. But if somebody's generally speaking, he's well. We're talking about he wants to strengthen himself, he wants to make himself even better, and he wants to look after himself to get his level to the highest. Is that real chashash there that he's going to start grinding? It's a bit of a kasha that. Is it real chashash of shchikas amonim in that kind of case? I think it's a quite a valid kasha.
That's what obviously I'm confused about, but if it is something that's not normally eaten, not normally marketed.
Yeah, but he's still.
And he still wants to have.
He's healthy. If he wouldn't be healthy.
If he would have it during the week, he'll want it on Shabbos as well. And if he can't get it on Shabbos, he'll do what he does during the week to get it.
I hear what he's saying, but ultimately he's well. Right? We're not talking about. It's not even a mechesh. He's not. Never mind the choyle. And never mind the pikuach nefesh. He's well. He's well. And nevertheless, you think that he's going to start grinding for it. I hear what you're saying. I think it's a bit of a chiddush in it. Yeah. Right. I saw one very big chiddush about paracetamol, which I want to share with you. I don't think we can pass like that. I just want to bring out the point. One of the poskim was asked about paracetamol. So the truth is that paracetamol is somebody has got a headache, a minor headache, not a migraine, a minor headache. It's a problem. It's a shayla. I mean, not a shayla. It's actually also. You have a slight headache. You can't take a paracetamol. It's a gzeirah shrikas amonim, right? If it's a headache. Now somebody wants to be mekel. I saw this in the shayles and shuvas Be'er Moshe. He discussed it with somebody. He himself is not mekel, but he quotes over there one of the American poskim who wants to say that it's a meichel brim. That taking paracetamol is a meichel brim because people just take them the whole time. I think it's taking it very, very far. It's taking it very, very far. Yeah. That people, and the truth is, I remember meeting somebody who told me that he takes nearly every day paracetamol. Yeah, so that, but that's pushing it very far. I just want to bring out the point. It's not right. I fully agree to you. Right. Let's move on with Shmura because there's another very famous Mishnah Berurah over here. Im nafal mishkav shari. Sorry, sifkot mikuf. Chaf dahenu she'oichel levishoyis l'ravonim letzmoinoi, aval imu ois l'refuot dahenu kdei lechazik mizgoi, kosa magnavom da afilu bivori gom osu. Right. Sifkot mikuf chaf alef. Im nafal mishkav shari. Im nafal mishkav shari. Perish lechol vishtes dvorim she'en midaych abrim lechol. Bistimas divra ramo mashmash. En tzorich afilu she'en yudim moshit loi. Obviously, it has nothing to do with the goy. You don't need to ask a goy to do that. Elo mutu lo likach le'atzmoi. He's allowed to take himself. Afal gide paskinu al ebisif yudzayin kdei agim ul shvu she'ish b'maisa osu al-dei Yisrael. Ve'enu mutu kim al-dei shinui. So we have to say over here, the Shani Hossam, Shemeir Macholos Drabonoi Bidvorim Shemechse Ken Melocha, Aval Hocha, Tein Bezei Mishem Srach Melocha, Tole Bori Muta, Vrak Mishesh Bemechash Gozru Mishem Shrik Zamonim, Becholi Gomu Loi Gozru. The point which I want to make over here is the last four words of the Ramo over here. Vechinim Nofa Lemishkav Shori. Over here again, we mentioned it yesterday, I just want to get this point very, very clear. We find over here that the Ramo says, Vechinim Nofa Lemishkav Shori. What is it referring to? It says over here, if somebody is Nofa Lemishkav, somebody is bedridden, it says over here in the Ramo that he's allowed to take a refuah, which is the point which we mentioned yesterday. I just want to get that very, very clearly across. That we mentioned that there's a gzeir of shrikas amonim, And we mentioned Gzeir Shechikas Amonim, obviously doesn't apply to Choli Sheish Bezakona. So now, we assumed that the Gzeir does apply to a Choli. And this assumption is incorrect. There is no Gzeir of Shechikas Amonim, according to Ramo, by a Choli. Only by Mechush. On the level of a Choli Sheish Bezakona, there is no Gzeir of Shechikas Amonim. Halach Lamaise, if somebody has got a headache, a severe headache, is he allowed to take a paracetamol or not? The Ramah says, you are. What about somebody who's got a severe toothache and he's bedridden, he can't function normally? Are you allowed to take a paracetamol, a painkiller? Are you not? The answer is, yes, you are. The truth is, Mishneh Berurah is not so clear about this. He does say in some instances that it is mutar. Along with Halacha over here, who says that you must be moicha on the mekel, which seems to imply that lechat chile you shouldn't. However, in other places, Mishneh Berurah seems to be more mekel. So it's not so the shit of the Mishneh Berurah is not so glass clear. But either way, it seems from the Ramoy, from the Shulchan Aruch in Seif Aleph, it seems at least that the Pashta seems to be very much that. That it's mutter to take a medicine if you're cholish and by sakona, which of course is a very significant point to remember. Again, not only cholish and by sakona is allowed to have a refuah, but even then, never mind, doesn't have to mention that. But even a cholish and by sakona is mutter b'gzeir shechikas amonim. At least as far as macholim is concerned, Reb Chaim Kanevsky differentiates if it's something which is eaten or another type of treatment. Could be that medical treatments like therapies or things like that are worse. But even as far as eating medicine is concerned, Mishneh Berurah and the Poskim seem to be mekel that it's not included in the gzeir for cholish and bezakona, and it is mutar.